Action Space Slapshot Radio.
Actually, I think he's more of a grunter. That's my concern.
Woo! My day.
Well,
all right. I think that was the beginning of our show.
Wow!
More fun than a Ron Jeremy movie.
Hey, guys, you're listening to Geeks in Space. It's our Lifehouse special. Our Life Day, not Lifehouse. That would be what
the Pete Townshend project
album that never came to fruition. Yeah, this is the Life Day special. We're all broadcasting from Holland this week because we're home for the holidays.
If you want a little background to this whole Life Day extravaganza, you should read the Slash Dot from December, what would that be, 22, and the Star Wars Holiday Special review.
You have got, okay, I'll just give you the quick summary of this thing. Basically, there was a special, a Star Wars special in 1978, all right? Basically, Lucas disowned it about 7 seconds after it aired. Probably actually 7 seconds into it. And this guy basically, it turned out that, you know, they were stocking the videotape. It disappeared. All gone. Some guy had it on videotape, and now it's making the rounds because it's getting copied and dubbed, and now it's like available on Real Video. And I finally got to see, I've watched about 20 minutes of it, and all I can we say the S word?
I bet Thomas will just bleep it
okay,
if we can.
If we can't say it, we'll bleep it. I have to say that this movie, I have two words. Holy shit. Okay, basically, it is the worst thing I have ever seen. I'm like 15 minutes into it or something, and so far, most of it is just Wookiees jumping up and down.
And the great part...
They don't talk.
Yeah, the great part is they're talking in Wookiee, and there's no subtitles. So everything that goes on is pantomime.
It doesn't make any sense.
You know, moving your shoulders and...
Yeah, their names are like the kid's name.
Itchy?
Itchy and Lumpy are two of the Wookiees.
Well, we should probably do introductions because
we have a special guest this week.
Our special guest this week.
Yeah, I'm Rob Commander Taco Malda.
Jeff Hemos Bates.
And Jonathan... something or other, Potter.
I'm Nate Mixmaster Osten Dope.
And I am Derek Brown, the guest for this week. Just here to... Derek, suck up some air.
How
what
about you
do,
give
dude?
Us a little biography, Derek?
Little biography. I am kind of involved with Nate in some way.
For years.
Maybe a little bit less vague.
A sordid relationship.
I'm here kind of hanging out. I'm helping out with the Everything 2 site that we've got going. It's pretty cool.
Which is www.everything2.com, and sometimes it's not crashed.
Exactly. Nope. We try to keep it not crashed as much as possible.
Which works out to roughly an hour and a half a week. But, you know, it's fun that way.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Because that way when you get on it, it's all the more special.
Exactly.
Derek is a fellow Hope graduate. We met originally in the computer science department at Hope. And, you know, all good people obviously come out of the Hope computer science department.
Oh, obviously.
We're, you know, two prime examples of, you know, when it goes awry. But, you know, everybody else is really good.
Well, Brian Roos being a prime example of...
he might be out there.
Dear Lord.
Oh, he is out there.
He's there somewhere.
I mean, he's an elite hacksaw.
No, I mean, like, out the window with a gun.
He's getting ready for Y2K, dude. He's stocked up. When the apocalypse hits, it's basically going to be Roos riding around in a rebuilt Jeep.
I think my favorite Y2K quote was one from William Gibson, who said, January 1, 2000, there's going to be a lot of pissed-off survivalists. I like that perspective on it.
Yeah, we're actually planning our a little journey to the local convenience store in order to pick up our necessary supplies for Y2K. We hope to do a nice little photojournalistic expose on the adventure and have that up for you.
Bottled water, toilet paper.
In preparation, guns. I've actually purchased a large holding of the Dinty Moore Corporation. I think they're going to have a big week.
I'm going to get a lot of microwavable pizzas and a generator to power the microwave. So look out. If you have coal, I'm coming for it.
Right. I'm not sure where you're going to get
coal.
Dude,
I was
generator.
A bad boy this year, and so for Life Day, I'm going to be getting coal. And that's great, because I can power my generator. It's all good.
Right, his generator being the Holland Community Power Plant, but say it'll be a generator.
We actually got to set up some sort of office pool on what's going to go down. You know, phones, electricity, nothing.
Nate is not Y2K compliant.
Yeah, dude, I have like 8 days to live. Then I roll over into 1900 and psh, I'm gone.
He's nothing but a twinkling of his great.
But I'll have so much computer technology in my head that I'm going to be like a savior for World War One.
Myself, I'm stocking up on those filters that you use to turn your own urine into drinkable water.
And disposable toilets.
Right. Potter will be living at his own house, and we're not going to be seeing him except electronically, post-Y2K. Potter, you wanted to talk about the Quake 1 source release?
Yeah, this is awesome. The Quake 1 source has been released under the GPL.
John Carmack, our Lord and Savior, who's...
Now, basically, you know, this means several things. Well, because the pack files, you know, like all the graphics and sounds for the games, those aren't GPL'd. So you still, you really need the game if you're going to play it. But the source is out there, so, you know, if you're a budding artist and you wanted to make your own Quake with new graphics, you can do that now. And you know, also, if you if you wanted to port it to weird and strange architectures, you can
Palm
do that.
Pilot.
Yep, like the Palm Pilot.
Or PP Quake.
Or it's like I've got Quake on my Scion. It's even better than on the TTY.
You gotta get it on. Yeah, you gotta get it on one of them little LCD watches.
Yeah. When is the Quake N Curses library coming out?
The AALib library, isn't that? They ported it to AALib.
Yeah,
the
Quake TTY.
That was pretty smooth.
What I really want is I want a Spark Linux port. And anyone who can get me a Spark Linux port will get a Christmas present, I think.
I think Potter just volunteered to be the active maintainer of the
leading.
Spark Linux port.
Potter will be leading this
Quake
project.
1 deb.
Potter is leet, by the way.
He is unquestionably 31337.
Right.
I'm only 31336. You should be happy. So is there anything else interesting that's happening?
Well, we can actually do some news.
Oh, news.
Hey, we've already covered, like, two important breaking stories. Y2K is critical.
And Life Day.
And Life
and
Day.
What is Life Day?
Life Day, it's in the PC Star Wars Christmas. Holiday special. Chewbacca isn't coming home for Life Day, so his wife, Mala, and his son, Lumpy, and his father, Itchy, are very worried about him.
They keep showing, they cut to sequences of Han and Chewie in, like, a Millennium Falcon, you know, and they're, like, trying to get back, and they're being chased by Star Destroyers.
Except it's stock footage. So there's this terrible special. And then the Star Destroyer.
They had this great sequence where they were, like, they called Luke on their video screen, you know, in order
and
to...
And Luke apparently knows
they already
Chewbacca.
Left. Yeah, they speak Wookiee. He's like,
well, he's very good at understanding pantomime.
Well, I think that was the deal, because basically they're just jumping.
No, I haven't seen this thing, but, they're worried about Chewie. You know, like, oh no, our son is out, you know, smuggling drugs with Han. Is that shipment of spice in yet?
Well, I think the review makes a good point. You know, they're worried about Chewie coming home for Life Day. If you think about it, Chewie, the drug and gun smuggler who isn't home for the holidays, is kind of a dick in the family man department.
He's not taking care of business.
I mean, Lumpy's worried about him. who wants a sad Lumpy?
Yeah, I like the other comment in the review, which was that, you know, I thought Lumpy and Itchy were stupid until I remembered that, you know, Chewbacca, they called Chewy.
One of the other things that went up today was a feature from David Brin, who wrote Star Tide Rising and has done a lot of writing on transparent societies, one of his ideas about privacy in the digital age. And he has a feature that he's advocating that the man of the century should be George Marshall. Yes, the man who created the Marshall Plan and basically was the U.S.'s prime diplomat in World War II.
Think
and
back to history, dude.
Yes, yes.
That was the class I slept through.
Right. Except for 1970s television, apparently. But it's an interesting piece. It's well written. And David Byrne is a genius. So there we go. That's what I think about David Byrne.
The message shows up in the inbox, and I'm like, well, Jeff's going to post that in about 4 seconds. He's like, all asking permission.
Hey, I sought permission.
Yeah, David, can I please post? I worship you. Thanks, David. It's a good piece.
Yes.
I don't think he's listening.
No. I doubt that he's listening. The Mass Linux disappearance. That's an interest. A lot of people emailed or submitted stuff about Mass Linux disappearing and were pretty pissed off because a lot of people lost a lot of work and sites and things like that.
This is the Catholic Linux distribution?
Right, yes. it's
Jesus, dude.
Well, actually, this is a sect of Jesus.
I see.
It's a derivative distribution.
Right, right. The Seventh-day Adventist distribution should be out any time now. There's no pork, so you don't get any spam.
Oh, just as an important, you know, Life Day related note, we're running a great poll right now, and you know, it's this holiday season I'm celebrating, and you know, it's the generic question, and we've got, you know, on the list things like Christmas, Hanukkah, Kwanzaa, Boxing Day, the apocalypse.
Not Ramadan, we know,
yeah,
we forgot
Ramadan. Please stop flaming me. But it is important to note that we put on for kicks kurt@thepope.org, whom, as always, we request you email and warn him that you're on his oncoming crawl invasion. It is important to know that more people, more /.readers celebrate Kurt than celebrate Hanukkah. It was like he beat it by a full percent.
Or Boxing Day.
Yeah, or Boxing Day.
Yeah, it's a superior religion, I guess.
Well, and it's up, 3% of the population. That's up from last year where Kurt the Pope didn't even exist.
Exactly. Right. Kurt is making rapid inroads in the religious
scene. Reason that he's succeeding is, of course, because you can fill out a web page and get forgiveness for your sins.
Visit thepope.org and receive technical salvation.
Kurt is weird.
See, I've actually opened up a small store on the side that sells gifts just for celebrating kurt@thepope.org. And it's turned into quite a lucrative business.
Religious merchandise.
Dude, you can totally get thinking. You can get in on this before Hallmark gets in.
Yep.
You will own the Kurt at the
You've
Pope.
You've got no cards for this.
Potter is the Amazon.com of Kurt at the Pope.
Amazon is bad now, remember? He's keeping
the
Barnes
and
Noble.
Yes. Well, yeah, that's another interesting news bit is RMS, Richard M. Stallman, the M stands for Matthew, by the way, is advocating that everyone boycott Amazon because they are pursuing a patent lawsuit with Barnes & Noble. Now, I applaud that. You know, the patent is stupid. However, one of the points that RMS is forgetting is the fact that under U.S. law, Amazon has to get patents on that and try to prosecute those patents. So it's a, I don't know, we should try
US
and change the law.
Dumb.
Right, but they do make your society possible.
I like our society. I like having roads, and I like having an economy that doesn't collapse, except for, you know, when, you know, digits happen to, like, have three zeros in them.
Yep.
That would be what I would like, please. But I would also like it if stupid patents didn't happen.
Yes.
Especially software patents or patents on web page
patents
design.
Patents on one-click shopping. For those of you who haven't figured cookies out yet.
And not holiday cookies.
Well, I've also registered...
Light day cookies.
I've
shaped like little Wookiees. I got my Wookiee, my gingerbread Wookiee.
And they have coconut hair.
Actually, I think Itchy does have coconut-colored hair, so that kind of works out. Let's see, is there anything else worth chatting about? Oh, we've got, you guys imported the Webster's Dictionary.
Yeah,
oh,
yeah. I'll talk about everything, too.
We've got connection to the developers today.
We've been working a lot on everything, too. We just got, from the Gutenberg Project, Webster's 1913 Dictionary, imported. Thank you, D. Brown.
Yes. Apparently, this has annoyed quite a few of our users, and, it's just kind of interesting in that respect. They feel that there's suddenly nothing to write about.
Which is totally untrue.
You know, it's like, just go look at the definitions for some of these words.
And argue
just,
it, yeah.
It's 1913.
I mean, they're...
Look up geek.
It doesn't exist.
Really?
I don't believe so.
Oh.
It might be. Does it?
It's the chicken head biting thing, isn't it?
Yeah, it's...
someone who bites off a chicken head?
Yeah, it's... the definitions will just crack you up. You know, it's just really interesting.
If anything, it's more to do...
So they aren't even debating, like, the words or anything like that? They're just pissed
just
off
like,
because
yeah.
You reported
well,
I think
it? Really
I think, as always, it's, you know, a subsection of everything. Users who, well, I wanted to get the first write-up on adversarial, you know.
Well, what? How many words
I
did you guys
I wanted the
import?
First write-up on mitosis.
I think the total was almost 100,000.
So, yeah, suddenly 100,000 nodes popped in, and who is it? Who's the intellectual guy?
Pseudo-intellectual.
Yeah, pseudo-intellectual is cranky.
Who was previously the number one best user got bumped. He had about 3,500 write-ups, and...
3,500?
Yeah, I know. Webster 1913
is now ahead of 97,000 write-ups.
Well,
you ain't catching
just
up.
Tell him to climb every mountain, ford every stream.
Or else find like the 1921 Websters and import it.
Yeah, I know.
By hand.
One note at a time. We're putting it in Encyclopedia Britannica.
One note over the lines.
Right.
Yeah.
So what do you... And Nate put in banner ads today, which gave me great joy.
Yep. Like banner ads to the other site that we're doing.
Well, I'm actually going to put other things in there now.
Oh, excellent.
Yeah. I was just waiting on
to
that.
The Pope.org.
Yeah, we do. We need Pope banner ads.
Yeah, because the Pearl Monks banner ads are scary.
Definitely.
If you've always wondered what John Cowboy Neil Potter looks like, check out the Pearl Monks banner ad.
He's
the man with the penguin
stupid
on
hat.
His head.
Or the stuffed crow, whoever you might be.
Hey, that's from Nate Osendorp's 15-minute school of banner ads slopping together.
Excellent. I think I taught that class.
Yes, you did, actually.
Ironically enough.
Then you just save it off from 468 by 60. And you
as long as it's 468 by 60 pixels, and make sure it's less than 12K.
Less than 12K. Yep. That was the criteria.
I don't care.
Animated that
16
snake.
Colors. No dithering.
Oh, dear God. So is there, like, anything else happening? I mean, we've got Life Day. We've got Y2K.
The Linux One IPO. you should just read the article. It's pretty self-explanatory.
Yeah, it's pretty amusing. They've got a CEO with a questionable history. They've also got their server doesn't.
The gender change rumors are completely false, though.
Dude, that's like that could be a slanderous statement.
Well, I just said it was false.
Oh, good, good. We can make all sorts of slanderous statements as long as we immediately
say
completely untrue.
Rumors that so and so. Ate
yep.
A dead cat are completely false.
Yeah, the
whole thing about leading resistance in the mid-60s? Nah.
The best part about them, as far as I'm concerned, is the fact that not only does their own website not run their own distribution, but it's also asking you to buy their distribution on CD, which is, number one, binary only. Number two, not out yet. Number three, yeah, $9.95, just put in your credit card. But number four, your credit card will be sent in plain text. Screw encryption, screw security.
That sounds like a recipe for fun.
Yep. But, you know, they're having an IPO.
Actually, you have to add a pound of cornstarch in, and then it's a recipe
stir,
for fun.
Stir, mix well. And
are we making gingerbread Wookiees again?
No, we're making gingerbread Linux One IPO stock.
I don't think that the SEC accepts shares of companies made out of gingerbread. But if they do, I think we've got a little business to start up.
Yeah, we need to take kurt@thepope.org in a new direction.
It's time to take religion the business route.
The bake sales of thepope.org.
It'll all work out in the end.
Gingerbread communion wafers.
Yes. That was always the problem with the communion wafers.
Yeah, they're all...
You didn't get full.
That and you drink Mohawk gin for communion at Kurt's church.
I was all like, yeah. I'm
Bombay
like,
Sapphire.
Absolute, how about?
Citron. Mm. It's citronicious.
So I've been drinking scotch now. It's a little disturbing.
Well, yeah, we notice you've been drinking scotch. You've been drooling all over yourself all show.
Not today.
Oh, wait.
The rumors that Rob Malda is constantly drunk are totally
I've
false.
I've been drunk since 1994. How else do you explain my GPA?
Spent last night in a ditch.
And I liked it. Think I'm going back tomorrow.
Right. Okay. Anyway, maybe you should hit the stop button.
Let's fade in some exit music.
Oh yeah, we have
Life Day
up.
Exit music.
Happy Life Day, everybody. We'll be back next week. Maybe.
Oh yeah, hell yeah.
One last Y2K special
before the world collapses.
Before the collapse,
we'll let you know what we have bought on our shopping.
Urine filters. Water. All urine filters.
All right. Good night.